We feed our mules all in the barn, most all the time. We might have hay racks outside, but most of our corn and all was put in the barn.
In your hay?
My hay, yeah, the big barn there was hay. That's the hay barn. I don't know if you notice it.
No, I'll have a look in the barn.
It's a big hay barn. I don't have nothing but my brother loves boarding. Little wagon.
Yeah.
But we used to put our hay, we made hay stacks, you know, outside around a pole.
Yeah, when you cut hay, you'd rake it up in the field.
Yeah.
We'd
rake it up with mules. We had a little gadget on a cultivator, old mule cultivator. We made, you know, we'd rake up the hay and it would pile it up, then we'd go spread it on the road, and when it dried, we'd pick it up with a fork.
After the
stack
out in the field.
Well, we stack it in a stack. We could, if we even, let's say we had, like my dad, a hay barn would take a mighty big hay barn to feed four mules all year, is it?
Yeah. Would you ever plant anything else for mules, like oats or wheat?
No.
Never had to
no.
buy that.
Yeah. No, well, we wouldn't buy, we'd feed corn. We make our own corn. Mm-hmm. Is there a cellar we bought feed for the mules? Unless we run short, you know, we'll make a good corn crop. But if we wouldn't do that in summer, we might plant some sorghum when the weather wasn't working. When we lay by our crop with mules. After you lay by your crops, you wouldn't work your mules. You wouldn't have nothing for them to do. You had corn in the empty land where you're going to plant cane, and you had cane in the rest of the two-thirds of the land.
Yeah.
So you didn't have nothing, but you had a mowing machine. You put mules on to mow your headlands, your roads, you know. Or you might work your little garden, but that would take about an hour. So, but then you would feed, a farmer would know if he'd be short of corn. So he'd keep his corn when his mules was hauling sugarcane, when it's, you know, kind of hard pulling, or when they were plowing. He would keep his corn because it was more nutrition, you see, for the mules. He would keep his corn in good hay, and then he would either cut grass for his mules or plant some sorghum, you know, sweet, you know, it lasts long too. And it's stuff and anything you stuff animals with to keep them good physically fit things, you know.
Yeah, when you were coming up, I guess the tractor was taking care of most of the heavy work then by that time, or do you ever remember when you did, you know, like clearing land with mules, or?
We didn't have tractors when I started working in the field.
You didn't?
No. I had finished high school before we got a tractor, I believe. Well, we got a tractor in 46, I finished in 38. I finished high school in 38. I had gone to college and all, we didn't have no tractors. I brought some fellas from LSU to come see, you know, work, some of my roommates from New Orleans and all, and they went to stay in the field. Yeah. But I was tired, look at that. But I still got plenty, I got a world of new equipment still in those bones.
Yeah.
I keep them for the iron part of it, you know, in case I need it.
Like on a wagon you had, what was
four mules you put on a wagon.
Four?
They're grinding. Yeah. Or three.
What do you call a mule that walked in the back out of the,
well,
or the front?
Grinding, if it was dry you put two mules, head to head, but they call it, the heads were even. Two mules.
To a cart kind of?
To a wagon, yeah.
To a wagon. But a wagon had two. Would it have just one piece of wood running down the middle?
No.
Or did it have
a wagon had two pieces for the middle mule.